It's been 6 years, but the Lumsden Heritage Trust is about to excavate two 1885 steam locomotives from the Ōreti River. The two rare locomotives are thought to be the last of their kind in the world, and after a year of exploratory work, the cranes are in place, ready to move and get them on to dry land. John Titter is the chairman of the trust. He was on the show just over a year ago when moves were being made to get them out, and he joins us now. Hi, John.
G'day, Jesse. How are you going? Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, made some progress, huh?
Absolutely. I was a bit nervous earlier on when they were talking about an interview on the radio because we've just sort of been trying to get one of the tenders out this morning, and it's been interesting in itself, but I'm now looking at one on the end of one of Smith's cranes on its end on the riverbank, ready to be cleaned up. So I'm pretty relieved, to be fair.
Oh, that's really exciting. Will you take a little photo and send it to us so we can see it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can do that.
And how significant is that for you to be staring at this thing after so long trying to get it out?
Well, to be fair, I didn't sleep last night, and I've been shaking all day. And these guys, the contractors that are here, Linton Contracting and Smith Cranes, have just been doing a fantastic job, and they're just relieved to get to this point. We'll be going for one of the locos next. There's two locos in there and two tenders. There's the one that we've just pulled out. The tender is a bit more accessible than the others, but the loco is the next one we're going to have a go at this afternoon and get that ready for a lift tomorrow morning, all going well.
Just for the amateurs listening, not obviously talking about myself, John, but for people who don't really know the difference between a loco and a tender, could you just tell us a little bit about the two different types of...
Absolutely. Yeah. In the steam train configuration, you'd have the steam engine. These ones are 1885, been in here for 93 years. The steam train is the horsepower, is the pulling effect for the train, which is all the wagons. The tender runs along behind, and it has water and coal for the engine to be maintained until it can get to a service position. So it's instrumental for the engine to keep running, it basically tenders the steam locomotive.
Got it. And how did they get in there in the first place? Remind us.
Sorry?
How did they get in there in the first place?
Oh, yeah. So it's an interesting story in itself. They, in 1927, they were dumped in here as flood protection per se, but the whole story behind that is also the fact that there was a commission done on the actual use of that model of steam train. So they came up with the idea that any surplus stock would be used as flood protection around 8 different points around New Zealand. It also coincided with the end of the First War, which meant that there was surplus steel around, obviously, and the scrap metal price was very low. So they didn't have an option to sell it as scrap. So the idea, whoever came up with the idea, it was a good one at the time, and in fact it's benefited us because if they'd been scrapped, we would have never have got this opportunity to retrieve them from the river and put them on display in Lumsden.
How much of a journey has it been for you actually organising everyone to get to this moment where you're actually starting to pull the things out of the river?
Yeah, massive. There's been a great amount of effort from a lot of people in the background, and from getting the consents to organising the quotes to getting people on board, just huge. We originated when the trust was formed. One of the projects that we were doing was, or had on the plate, was to get these out, and we had a consent for 5 years, and then the landowner came and said to me about a year ago or more, when are these actually coming out? And I said, well, look, we've had a few other projects. We had a 1896 railway carriage that was offered to us that we needed to get into Lumsden, and we need to get that undercover. So we did those projects, and they're great displays. But he did indicate that he'd rather get this job done, and I said, well, give me a year, and if we can get everything in place and get the funding to get them out, then we'll proceed. So following the exploratory dig that we did that when I talked to you last, we've since gone, we ascertained that they could be retrieved, and we then went to the local regional funding and the Southland District Council funding agencies, the regional heritage and Northern Southland fund, development fund, and we managed to get a third of what was required to go for the rest of the budget to lotteries. So once we got that third, we went to lotteries and put our case forward about recovering these and putting them on display in Lumsden. And we were successful in that funding round as well. And in the meantime, we had to do the resource consents. There's five consents involved with this project. And Southland, Environment Southland have been nothing more than helpful in trying to get all that lined up and ensure that we can have a successful day over today and tomorrow.
And we've reached the day at last. We're just about out of time, but presumably there'll be a bit more hard work once you've got these machines actually out of the water.
Yeah, the plan is just to put them in Lumsden on a track set that we've laid down there for static display. But the idea being that if someone in the future wanted to restore them, that opportunity would be there. It's not in our plan book. We're going to put a preservative on them to keep them as best we can. We'll clean them off the best we can and have them on display. And the fact that they're rare will draw people into town to have a look at them.
Does it tend to look like what you expected it to look like?
Oh, better. Yeah. Look, we didn't know if the wheels would be on it. We just didn't know what condition it was in. And in fact, as I said, they've just pulled it out in the last half hour, and it's got all the wheels underneath it, the bogies, and the condition of it's actually in a very good order. And the locomotive's the same. It's got all the running boards. It's got the wheels, the pony trucks, for those that are not sure, the little wheels in front. They're in a lot better order than we thought. So getting them out in good order is imperative to us at this stage.
Built to last, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
John Titter, real pleasure to speak with you. I'm glad that we could broadcast the next chapter in this story, and congratulations on what you've achieved so far. You've got an exciting 48 hours ahead of you. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Jesse. Really appreciate your support. Thanks very much.
Chairman of the Lumsden Heritage Trust, John Titter.